from the top of Morning Thang Mountain. Transmitting across Virginia and around the world. The K92 Morning Thang.
Oh, man. It's that day we like, Friday.
Hello, Friday.
Hi.
I've been waiting for you for a long time.
Can we be like old-timey radio DJs today?
Okay.
Can we do that?
What are we doing?
Like, you'd be old, you know, like this. Where you know, and also what's scary is old-timey is now the 1980s. Like, that actually presents. Or as my son says, that's like the 1900s.
Yeah. Were y'all in black and white?
Yeah, I mean, he makes it sound like it's this. Like, we are, Dad, were you in the war? You know, that sort of thing. Uh-huh. No, but this one, when it was this, you know, you get into Friday, be like, ladies and gentlemen, it is K92, your morning thing. Monica, Zach, and Antoine, your Friday free-for-all is on the way. We've got the quacking duck giving traffic. We're going to hit you with a party here on the weekend. Like
all right, so fun and cheesy.
I'm about to say that the same fun, though.
It did. It's oh, like, man, like, got me a little song peppy.
Yeah. Less worries.
Yep, all the way back in the 1900s, back in the old timey black and white days. Yeah. I wonder, like, you know, when those the old timey radio DJs would do that, like when they would walk around later. Do you think they still talk like this? Like,
I think
like,
so. I think a couple of them.
Honey, what the hell's going on? Why is this steak overcooked? What do we have? What is the problem? God.
That was some long days for people in their lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's also their fault.
Why?
For you, when people say they ask the question.
Oh, yeah, you are 100% right.
Right, when they say, hey, can you say something in your radio voice? And I think to myself, hi?
Yeah.
Hello?
Because
what they want is, yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my radio voice. We're going to have some pot roast tonight.
No
it's
way.
Been cooking in the crock pot.
I knew it was you.
Come on, Monica.
Oh, no I knew way. It was you.
Wait. Let's see if Monica has a radio voice.
Oh, that'd be exciting.
Let's see if I have a radio voice.
Wait, let's try this. Okay, it's Monica's radio voice. Here it is.
Hey, come on over and listen to K92.
Okay, that is Zippy the Pinhead's
exactly.
voice.
Yes, I don't have it.
Wait. Let's try again.
Yeah.
Well, it's K92. It's your hot.
She
still can't. Same. I can't do it.
That's
I can't zippier. Baby talk. I can't do radio voice, air quotes.
All right, wait. Let's,
I can't do it.
I bet Antoine has one, though. I think he can do it.
All right, let's see.
Ready? Here we go.
All right, come on down to K92. We are having Friday fun. We are doing the Monica's Binge Watch Weekend, Antoine Terrell's, blah, blah, blah. I can do it a little
Yours
bit.
Yours is in there a little bit. It was still. You were still trying to be too cool.
I can't turn it off. I can't turn it off, though.
So are you trying to say something about me that I'm really good at doing it for some reason? Is that what this is going to be about there, Monica Brooks?
You're going to tell me
that I'm some cheesy dirtbag from the 1900s? We've got your Friday morning blast off here on the bank.
Oh,
how
man.
Dare you? How dare you? Oh, man, hurtful. Oh.
But you're good at it, though. So that's a compliment. There's a compliment in there.
You're good at being bad.
There's a compliment in there.
You're really good at sucking.
Be the best at whatever it is you do, Zach.
Right. You are the best ball at
cheese. I did not. I said it was fun and cheesy back then.
Mm-hmm. You're like,
but you also said Zach was good at it, which inherently by the transitive property makes Zach fun and cheesy.
Right, because then remember, she also said, I think it's a good thing that we're bad at it. By we meaning the two of you, clearly.
Us, yeah.
Fine.
It's early. It's Friday, though. It's Friday.
I'm going to get in a time
machine. Hey,
it's Friday, though. I'm going to go back in. You're not going to stop me. I'm going to change my name to Jumpin' JoJo Zach Jackson. It's going to be great. Oh, my God. Todd Rundgren's going to be live in studio. Okay. So, we are going to do Friday things today. We are going to give away $100 to somebody in the Great Gas Rescue. We are going to count down the top moments of the week. Mm-hmm. Sing the next line. Is it still mom-related? Is that what we're doing
Yes,
here?
We are shouting out. Artists, female artists who are also mothers.
Okay. So it's an all mamacita edition.
Oh, mama.
Ready for it. What's next in the diamond?
Okay. So her husband, people are saying he's either controlling or he's trying to help her. Which is it? So we have to decide.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you all the details.
Wait, no. You'll give us all the details. Yeah. Do it. Go ahead.
We're going to give you all the details here in just a minute. Stay tuned. K92.
Diamond of the day.
Yeah, some questions for this guy because he's actually a boyfriend. He's been dating his girlfriend for 8 months.
Okay.
And I forget,
are we deciding if he's controlling or
controlling,
caring?
Controlling, if he cares, or if he's a little crazy.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, because he said that his girlfriend, she wanted to move in. But, you know, so, okay, well, we've been dating for 8 months. Come on and just, you know, start moving some stuff in.
Fair enough, I suppose.
But the problem is that she enjoys hot showers, like steamed, you know, it's really just hot showers. And he says that's a problem because it steams up his bathroom. And he's concerned that she will slip and fall. So, Yeah, I know. I mean, I guess that's a possibility for anything.
Yes.
Yeah, so he's worried. And plus, when she leaves the shower, all the steam rolls out and her skin's so red and everything else. He took the locks off the bathroom door.
Okay.
People are saying that, is that concern? Is that crazy? Or is he
just so he took the locks out, so what? So he can go in there and make the water colder? Is that
I guess to go in and check. And that was the reason for her now moving out. Because she said that's a little bit controlling. Other people said that's psycho. And he says it's because I care, because it's so steamy in there. And he doesn't have a window fan or anything.
Well, I mean, we could just invest in that. We should have a window fan, or the little vent thing up at the top. I mean, every shower is steamy when you get out of it, right?
Uh-huh. So that's what I figured.
Like,
he says she needs to take a regular, normal shower,
which would still be steamy.
It probably has something to do with the duration of it too, because obviously a longer shower is going to make it steamier.
Yeah.
So it's like, turn the water down a little bit and get out.
Okay.
One little Nas X song, and then you're out.
About my showers, I take a pretty long shower, and I like the water to be as hot as it can get.
Okay, so this is you, actually.
Yeah. I like to burn my skin. And Jared said, I could always tell that, you know, when you walk out the shower, all that steam, it's just kind of, you know, moisturizes his skin.
Oh,
I see.
I see what's happened here, Antoine.
Okay, I'm listening.
She said it without saying it, because she didn't say it at the beginning of this story, but what she meant to say was asking for a friend. In this entire story.
And she's the friend.
Okay, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I mean, Jared could give advice to the guy, I guess. And say, just let it be.
Jared's like, I gave up. I gave up a long time ago.
He knows I enjoy my hot showers, but to take the locks off the door.
I think it is a...
Does he care?
A red flag if you are in a relationship.
Eight months.
And I have to say, it's... I've never met a woman that was militant about the shower. Like ever, you know, because it always seems to be the guy, the dad who times showers or complains about hot water or things like that. Like, I've never heard that story told where it's the mom who's the person that's doing that.
Oh,
like, mom
I shut
never
down.
Times the showers.
I do.
Oh,
with
okay.
my kids.
Well, then,
yeah, right. I do. Different. Yeah, I do shut down the showers because Hendrix will stay in the shower forever if I let him.
Oh, they both. My kids, actually, I have the reverse problem where Isabella will stay in that shower till forever.
Uh-huh.
She'll just live in there.
It's like, come on. Mm-hmm. What are y'all doing?
My son, on the other hand, I believe tries to shower during a little Nas X song. He's trying to get out of there.
He's like, I am in and out.
He did the other night. I'm like, we came home from baseball. I'm like, look, y'all sweaty. I need you to take a shower.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like. All of a sudden, I heard him running around. I said, did you even get in? Like, what happened? Yeah, I'm good. Did you use soap? Yes.
Yeah.
He really did just step in and step out.
Well,
he's like,
he still smelled. Okay, so he didn't do a good enough job. I need them to meet in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Can you teach your brother how to shower longer? And can you teach your sister how to shower less?
You don't have to worry about what you're going to write in that Mother's Day card. I'm going to take care of it.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Fang Hacks on K92.
I'm here to help. At least somebody, I mean, you know what? I am here to help.
I'm
here to help.
Say it with confidence.
I'm here to help.
All right.
I'm here because it is Mother's Day on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you a hack. And we learned earlier this week, as Antoine brought it up and then Monica shot it right down.
Yes.
That if you buy a card that has all this big, beautiful, well thought out, professionally done, paid for, researched, like, you know, meaningful meaning to the card. It doesn't count in the eyes of the mother because you have to then write your own
personal message.
So then it's like, why did we spend $7 on this card? Like, what?
The card looks nice.
Yeah. So I have a thank hack for you instead.
Okay.
This is perfect. Antoine, is you buy a blank card. They're cheaper anyway.
Mm.
Okay.
Yes.
And you take that blank card. And before you leave the store, you find the most beautiful, well-thought-out, written $8 card that is also there at the store, and you write it down word for word. And you put it in your blank card, and then you give it to your wife or mother or whoever it is. Boom. Perfect Mother's Day card, and it was written by you.
All right. I'm going to let Monica jump on this one.
Well, your family, your mother, your wife, whatever, they know you. So they know your words.
Right. So
those
you
words
have,
don't seem sincere and loving. They're like...
remember, tailor it to yourself.
You might have to use some synonyms.
Yeah, exactly. Like, throw in some words that you use, like bay or, you know, whatever
exactly
it is.
Exactly like plagiarism.
Right,
there.
Right.
It's just like,
If there aren't, like, I think it's like four words in a row, if you change, like, every fourth word, then it doesn't count as plagiarism. Yeah. Okay. I wouldn't know that from experience. I think I've heard that.
Yeah.
Through the grapevine.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, I heard
I'm
a bunch
call
of
your mama tell her check the cards.
There were some people talking about it, Antoine, while you and I were rescuing orphans yesterday.
That's what it
I
was.
Remember we were walking by and they were talking
the damn
about
fire.
The whole thing.
We had right in there.
Yeah. So there you go. And then you just throw in a little or a the every fourth word, and then you're all set. It's
okay.
To take the
Y'all
essence.
Y'all go ahead and try that.
I'm going to.
Report back.
I've been doing it for 20 years.
Oh, trust me. I've already, before I got off of Facebook, I've already seen that on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Oh, happy birthday to my son. Happy birthday to my wife. And then they'd write that. I'm like, I can look at your Facebook post and tell you stole that from a card, which is fine, though, because the sentiment still remains. It's still sweet.
And so is it really plagiarism if it's also in a card? Like it was in a Mother's Day card. It's
yeah, just moved. Yeah, that's what you did. You just moved it to another card.
I did. I transferred it. That's it.
And greeting cards don't say the author's name. So,
right.
Yeah, he didn't
steal from anybody. I like how y'all are just, you know, really supporting. And y'all both have folded arms. Mm-hmm. Hey. Yes, this is
I'm
not
just
plagiarism
saying,
because
I don't know, be a pain in the butt where it was all like beautifully thought out and written stuff. And they're like, no, I want something else written. Fine. Here it is. You'll never know.
Yes. And my thing hack is to help you with your batteries, like in your remote control and stuff. Because one thing that we talked about earlier this week that I was in a like war with my remote control batteries, because every time I try to use my remote, I get a pop up says, "Hey, your batteries are dangerously low."
Dangerously
or
low, which is my
so dramatic.
Favorite over dramatic, just so. Ridiculous. Your batteries are dangerously low. It's like the message is crying.
Yes. So if you're like me, you're just too lazy or you're too stubborn to replace the batteries, what you do is you take the two batteries out of your remote and you take the positive sides and you just rub them against each other. Ooh. What that does is clean it off and it gives you like another day or two of battery life because they get dirty. Okay. So you just take them, rub them up against each other, the positive sides and the negative sides. It cleans it off and it gives you like another day or two of battery
like
power.
Fly legs. When you see a fly land, they just rub their little legs.
Yeah, more or less. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
do that with your batteries. It's that bumping nub inside.
Exactly. Yeah.
You want to rub them.
You
got to
rub the nubs up against each other.
Rub them together and just. You know, I did see somewhere. I don't even know if it works, but I saw it somewhere on TikTok where if you have your battery dies and it's a AA battery and you only have a AAA battery, you can actually put a little piece of foil on the positive side.
I actually saw that. I haven't tried that one.
There, and it allegedly works. I don't
Something
know.
About foil and batteries makes me nervous that something's going to catch on
something
fire.
Something about rubbing them nubbins. That's what it is.
And I did it, and it works, too. Just so you know, I actually tested out the rubbing of the positive sides, and it did work.
Good.
You escaped the danger?
Yes, the pop-up didn't come back on.
Oh, no.
It did not come back on when I put them back in there.
Very nice.
All right, good.
All right, Monica, what do you got here?
I have a gift idea.
Oh, you do?
I do. For Mother's Day. So if you're thinking, okay, what do I do with the kids? What can we do for mommy?
Yes.
Well, they know that Mother's Day, a lot of mothers like to just relax and chill. It's their day.
I saw some story that said what mothers want for Mother's Day is a nap.
Quiet.
That's a nap.
Yes.
Yep.
So maybe they want a cocktail while they're just laying back. And so you may want to make some special ice cubes for that cocktail. So what I think you should do is go into the keepsake box. Because all mothers, majority of moms, have that box where they keep the belly button and the hair and everything else. So you're going to get an ice tray, and you're just going to put one of those keepsakes in the
Stop it.
And freeze it. And then when you make a cocktail, as she's sipping, she sees her baby's umbilical cord. It's like memories.
Oh, wow.
You know, keepsake ice, right?
Wow.
Why is this drink chewy? What's going on here?
Well, you don't
want
to get all the way to the melty. You see the hair coming out a little bit. You might just want to. All right. Yeah. But keepsake ice. Why not?
I think that is a great idea for your kids to do for you, for your beverage this weekend. Mm. Mommy loves a good keepsake, doesn't she? Yes.
Oh, in your drink?
Mm. Yeah.
Like a little raisin, the umbilical cord.
Oh,
so, you know,
see?
Put that in
there. Oh, man.
Yeah, Antoine, it's like an oatmeal raisin cookie just for the next time you're eating one.
And
think
to think you were mad at Zach with his plagiarism hat.
Right?
You over here putting
memories.
Organs in my cup.
I'm just happy that we can end a segment where plagiarism looks like a good idea.
It's a great idea.
Like, man, Zach, that was a supreme idea. Time to sing the next line. So me and Monica are going to sing the next line of the song, try to win you a prize. Hello, good morning. You're live on the radio. Who's this?
It's Frankie.
Okay, hello,
I just got
Frankie.
On, but I lost you.
You went away for a minute, but you're back. So thank
I did.
You. Welcome back. We would we'd love to have you play Sing the Next Line. So me and Monica, we're going to try to sing the next line of a song for you. Who would you like to do it for you? Would you like Monica or Zach?
go with Monica.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go with Monica, shall we? Uh-huh. So Monica first will also give you a theme song. So it's it is a song designed custom for you on the fly based on your name, which is Frankie. So there you go, Monica. Frankie.
Frankie. Frankie. Mm-hmm. She got money in the bank. She know that she ain't coming with a tank.
Key.
Oh. Yes, it's Frankie.
Key.
She's a badass. Because her name is Frankie. Oh. Mafia.
Oh, okay. All right. Frank the Mafia. All right.
Oh, I like it. There we go.
Oh,
see,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right.
She's like, I've killed before. It's great. How did you know? Okay, Frankie. So here we go. Monica's going to try to sing the next line of the song for you. Antoine.
All right. Well, that song was fire. So therefore, I need you to sing the hit because we're shouting out the mothers of music right now. Pink, her hit, Just Like Fire. And Pink, she has two children, Willow Sage Hart and Jameson Moonheart. So we have to shout them out, too.
Okay.
But I need you to sing the next line of Pink's hit, Just Like Fire.
Pink's Just Like Fire. Like fire. That's going to be a tough one. Here we go. Monica, sing the next line.
Just Like Fire.
You be standing in my way.
Yeah.
Just like fire.
Okay.
Just like Frankie. You
can put just like Frankie.
Yep, put Frankie in there. Yes. Okay.
All right. So we're listening for
yep.
Don't just be standing in my way.
Okay. Don't just be standing in my way is what we're hoping for. Fingers crossed. Maybe, Monica, if we will it to be correct, maybe it will be. Here we go.
No one can be just like me anyway.
Oh, you're close.
Is your role.
Like if you take a... If you take a couple of your words and, like, move them around and put them in different places than where you put them.
Yeah. And then if you took, like, the letters and you switched them around into the words that were actually
I'll
the song.
Right
like, like alphabet soup.
Yeah, then it would have been perfect. But sadly, Frankie, sorry, no victory, but have a fantastic day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Let's move on to the next person. There we go.
Sing the next line.
Sing the next line. Who do we have? Who do we have? Hi, who's this?
Justin.
Okay, it's Justin.
He just ran in from outside.
Yeah. Like, Justin. It's my turn.
Okay, so Justin, it's going to be me and you here and sing the next line, Mamacita edition. And you also get a free theme song based on your name. So I'll go ahead and go with that. Here it is now, ladies and gentlemen. Justin.
I like it.
Justin.
That's going to be stuck in my head.
It's sort of like a chant.
It's going to be stuck in my head.
Yep. So just remember that every time you enter the room today, Justin, you can just sing your own song. All right, what am I doing?
All right, we
it's
need
easy to remember.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, absolutely.
We need to shout out the mother of Moroccan Scott Cannon and Monroe Cannon, Mariah Carey. So I need you to sing the next line of her hit song,
Fam. Those kids saw their mother.
I think they see her all the time. I think
at the divorce proceedings.
I think they see her too much.
You think so?
I think so.
Okay, because I think they only see her for, you know, Instagram photos and things like. Let me rephrase that. When's the last time they saw her do a motherly thing, like vacuum or cook a meal?
No, they don't even see that. She's Mariah. She wears a gown all the time. Yeah,
do you think she's ever punished them or does she have the help do it?
I think she does punish.
I think she's reprimanded them harshly.
Okay.
And then the help sees it through.
Gotcha. Now, Antoine, do you believe that she reprimanded them for something that they did wrong as kids? Or it's just because she's high maintenance and like they breathed on her gown or something?
I'm going with the former.
Okay.
I think it's something they did as a kid.
You woke mommy up before noon. How dare you? Okay, Justin, I'm going to try to sing Fantasy for you.
Yes, the next line of Fantasy.
A lot of people will know as Lotto.
Yes, big energy
now. So let's see what we got. All right, here we go.
Baby, baby, come on. Baby, come on.
ODB.
Baby, come
here we go.
When you walk by every night, talking sweet and looking fine, I get kind of hectic inside. Baby,
I'm so into you. I'm just going to stop right there
because
I don't think I know anything else.
Period. So you're going
I'm
with.
I'm so into you.
All right. So we're listening for I'm so into you.
The end.
That's all we needed.
Okay.
All right. Let's see.
Let's see what we got here. Here we go.
I'm so into you.
Yes.
Correct.
You want me too.
because I didn't know the rest.
You knew what you needed to know. You knew the next line.
Exactly. You're right. It's sing the next
line.
You
knew the next line.
It's not sing the next stanza. It's not sing the entire chorus. It is sing the next line.
Right. And that means...
Congratulations, Justin.
Justin, you are the big winner.
Woot.
Woot.
I think so.
Is it woot?
Justin is a man of few words but many noises, which we like. It's good.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
Now, the technology of this seems kind of cool.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But it seems like something we don't really need and probably will not use properly. But they're saying the next hot smartphone feature could be holograms.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
So, like, the ability to just shoot holograms out your phone.
I like it.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to live in that world.
Yeah, but then, you know, you think about horny dudes, and I think it just takes that to the next level, okay? They're going to be flashing their holograms over the subway station or the subway restaurant or anything in between.
That's not good when you think about it that way, but...
I guess it'll be a lot of work, because I'm thinking about being on the receiving end. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, if I'm talking to Monica and Monica sends her hologram over, then, like, she's standing and talking to me. But if I send mine over, like, I have to put the phone... Like, it's even... harder than a regular phone conversation.
Well, and then it's even harder too, Antoine, to get rid of like Monica's hologram when it's coming after you, because you reach your hand out and
goes
like,
right through it.
What are you doing? And I'm still talking to you. Yeah.
Like, hey,
get your hand out my skull.
You can't tell me what to do. You know what would be fantastic about this? This is what I require if we're going to do this, where you can project, say, a hologram like Monica if you're calling me, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden your hologram pops up. I think it is only fair that if I choose to hang up on you, the hologram dies in front of me.
Like,
it just goes, oh, and falls to the ground.
Really dramatic. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Okay. I want that as a feature, because you know what? Kids today, you don't get the sheer joy of hanging up on people like we used to do back in the day.
Correct.
Back in the day when you had a regular phone, like we actually still have a regular phone here in the studio, you could be talking to somebody like, you know what? You're stupid. Bam.
And slam it.
And you can slam it down a bunch
multiple
of
times.
Now you just click, and the other person sits there and goes, "Hello."
It's anyone? Like, did we lose signal?
It must have been a tunnel.
Yeah, it's good. You know, went through the woods. Mm-hmm. That's what it was. So this will give you the ability to kill a hologram. So that, you know, I guess we can go with that.
Number two.
More technology. I think this is kind of cool. He's a really famous music producer. His name is T-Bone Burnett. He's done a lot of stuff over the years. But he is part of this group that he says they've invented a new audio medium. So you have record player, records, and then they had cassettes, and you know, then you had CDs and stuff like that. So he's got one that combines basically CDs and vinyl.
Okay.
So it looks like this big silver record. But if you're an audio nerd, you know that like when you download a song or you listen to it on your phone, that's in digital.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you listen to something on a record player, that's in analog.
Uh-huh.
And analog music, it just sounds better. It just does. It's warmer. It's softer. It's got real sounds to it. The digital, it's zeros and ones. I mean, that's all it is. They're putting it together. So he says it takes all of the stuff from the digital thing, but then gives you the analog sound.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So it's kind of cool. And they look cool.
All right.
And they're probably way too expensive
to actually own
for anything. And the machine's probably $1 billion to try to put it in. But they look cool.
I like appearance. Because then I could just put it off to the corner and people can come over and appreciate it.
I actually thought you said, I like appearance. I'm like, I like my parents too. Antoine is a nicer people. Yeah.
Number one.
Speaking of his appearance, this is the hot new trend is parents creating, and they want to come up with fancy and creative names for their children. And now some parents are creating new last names for their children. To be unique,
cool,
I guess.
Different. Okay.
I mean, you know, it's about time for us to switch up the last names.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I mean, we've had like Jacksons and Brooks and Terrells for like, you know, generations on generations. Let's have some Zeuses.
Okay.
Let's have some Coppers. Well, there's been coppers out there. Uh-huh. But you know what I'm saying?
So let's have some flingy dingy dingy.
Yeah, we don't need to keep up the family name anymore. Last generation.
I like the family name too. Mm-hmm. And the generation before that, and before that,
exactly.
And before that, and before
it's
that.
It's time to start anew.
We're done. Let's just kill off all of our history and
but
move on.
We get to decide it. The child doesn't be like, you know what? I don't want your last name anymore. Because that's hurtful.
Yeah.
We're like, we don't want you to have our last name anymore.
No, they're deciding it as a baby. Mm-hmm. They're giving it
to them. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
But then I guess if it's goofy or you don't like it when you grow up, then you
have to change it back.
You got to change it to something else.
And then go through all that work.
You have to do it with your first name. A lot of people do it anyway.
You know what? Why don't we just do this then? Why don't we just make everybody's name temporary?
Oh, okay? I like it.
Yeah. And then every year or is it every time you renew your driver's license? Every time you have to renew your driver's license.
So is it every 7 years?
Yeah.
So then you have an excuse, like if you forget someone's name. Oh, sorry. I thought it was your name from 7 years
right,
ago.
Right, right. Exactly.
Come here, little temp.
And so then every 7 years you can give yourself a new name if you want.
I like it.
Would you keep yours or would you go for a new name?
I would have had to at least change it twice by now.
Okay. Mm. See, I'm a keeper. I feel like in this one, I would be like, no, I'm loyal to a fault.
I probably would have changed my middle name.
Your middle name?
I probably would have done that. Not my first name, last name, that hurt my mama's feelings. But the middle name, you could play with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did Antoine come from, by the way? Do you even know?
My godmother. I don't know why she gave it to me.
Your godmother, Antoine?
Yeah, my godmother named me. I don't know
Antoine
why.
Antoine Jones. She's a wonderful woman. Love her. So, but you don't know the significance of it.
I don't. I'm going to ask her that this weekend. I'll call her.
Because I know I was named after a cheerleader last minute. Yeah. Because my mom said, oh, it's a girl. My mom was like, oh, it's a girl? I said, okay, what month is it? April. All right, that's her middle name.
Okay.
And my sister was like, all right, I had the first name.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you what, like, is your mother was so on the fly with your name. It's you're lucky that she wasn't eating Hardee's at the time or something. Because, I mean, you just.
Biscuit.
Yep. Hey, get over here, Biscuit Thick Burger Jones. Yeah, how you doing?
Oh, we should have done it.
Home of the week that was here on the K92 Morning Thang. We look back at stuff we did, things we said.
Yes.
I will say this. Monica made some funnies this week.
Some funnies?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
You said some things and they were funny. You sound surprised.
I know.
You're like, what,
I
me?
Made some funnies?
I would never. Yeah. I remember we were talking about Mars and how the food is just going to be terrible on Mars. They were talking about making some sort of lettuce so people's bones don't break.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Really, just Mars is going to be one big salad is all that's going on. And Monica chimed in on how to make food taste better on Mars. The food is going to be terrible on Mars. There's just there's no way. Because all they're going to be eating is genetically modified lettuce and probably some sort of protein paste. Like, that's all I can think of. It's
going to
be
glue.
A straw.
Like a glue.
Right.
It's going to be a glue.
But you know what? Get some of that everything bagel seasoning. Put that on everything.
Oh, hell to the yes.
You can probably take that with you.
We're getting somewhere. Call NASA. Somebody call NASA. Help them out. Even astronaut ice cream could be helped out by that everything bagel seasoning. It really does make everything better.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I picture the people who have to go to Mars, or I guess get to go to Mars, that are going to live there. It just, to me, looks like all those people on the ship in the Matrix, just pale and eating gruel. All it is. They're going to be so sun deprived.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they get to pick their meals? No. Like, out of the choices, like, do you want this this dried up spaghetti or do you want this dried up mystery meat from the cafeteria?
I think it's going to be a glue, like you said, and you're going to have regular or everything bagel. Like, that's it. Mm-hmm. Do you want everything bagel glue again? Yeah, I guess so. Okay. Mars, no. That's a straight up no for me. But Monica, your humor continued as we were talking about streaming services and where various things would end up. She made a funny. I got to give you credit for that one.
I need to know somebody who draws.
Seems like a decent show.
Yeah.
Because Antoine wants to create a Disney show called Hustle.
Yes.
And he wanted it to be an animated show.
Yes.
And it was about, like, you know, teaching kids to try hard and practice.
Like in sports and friendships and bonds, all that stuff.
And so then he realized he actually wants to do the show, but he needs an illustrator.
I need to know somebody who draws.
Seems like a decent show.
Yeah.
I could draw teepees. Will there be any teepees?
And the sun?
Yeah, because they'll be Boy Scouts. So they have to go camping. So there'll be a teepee out there with the bird, the V bird, the M bird.
I draw a halfway decent if you need any.
No,
of those.
We don't need those.
Don't that. No. That's for
elementary schools. Our kids, Hustle. They already have that.
No, that's for Peacock.
Hustle. Oh, that's for Peacock. That's
I see what you did there.
Okay. All right. All right. Antoine, your question.
No, that was actually legitimately fun. That was clever.
Brilliant, actually. Well, I mean, now that they've canceled Saved by the Bell, they have it available.
There's a space.
That's what it is. We'll take care of that. Antoine, how are things going as an addict? I feel like they've gotten worse.
When you add on to the addiction, there's no way it can get better.
Yeah.
And that's what you guys did.
Antoine confessed to his, he has an Erdl addiction. So it started with Wordle.
Yes.
And then he started picking up all the various variations of Wordle that are out there. And instead of us actually helping him break his addiction, I added to it. Mm-mm. It was like taking an alcoholic and making him the best cocktail ever.
That's exactly what happened.
You should not do that, but I did it anyway. You know there's one for NFL players too.
Why
right?
you gotta do that? You're not supporting. You're not doing it.
Hold on,
it
wait.
Right.
Hold on. Monica.
Right there.
Monica,
what are you doing?
Stop talking out loud.
What are you doing?
Zach,
no,
what's it called?
Don't talk about any more hurdles.
NFL players. What's it called?
I forget.
See, good.
I'm shaking now.
No, he's just joking. He was just joking.
I think it's called.
You have enough hurdles in life.
I need one more.
It's Dak Prescott or something. Yep. And then I got him hooked. What was it? A movie
I just did. While that clip was playing, I just did it.
Did
I got it in one.
In one?
The movie Erdl.
Mm-hmm. You know, I will say this about Antoine's addiction, Monica, because he's addicted to all things Erdl related. Yeah. He's very smug. He's
why?
Got because every single time someone brings up anything to do, I'm like, oh yeah, I solved the world this morning. I got it in four. He goes, I had three.
I got it.
I'm just letting you know.
In one, I got it.
Already did it.
I just want everybody to be better.
Yeah, I already got it. Like it's always so
is
done.
Animated show with you and your Erdls behind you. It's like your Erdls are all following you.
yep, exactly. And then also, this animated show is called The One Upper because that's what he is. No. Every single time, you're like, guys, I just finished. I finished it already. I'm done.
Yep. Well, I can't one up if I get it. I try to say it before you say your point. So, like, I try to go ahead and get out. I don't want to one up you. I just want to set the bar.
I'm going to start setting my alarm for 12:01. I'm going to get up. I'm going to do that Erdl. And then I'm going to get you. I'm going to one up you.
Hey, feeling good.
We don't care. You ain't going to stop us. We're going to have our Friday vibes, and we are going to celebrate them. You can text in to 52353, whatever is giving you that Friday vibe today, feeling good about something going on. Like, I'm feeling good about survival. I've survived this week.
Survival.
Oh, my God, it's been a nightmare.
All right.
I tell you what. I've had so many things going on both during the day and at night, and I've been going to bed super late. And, Antoine, I've been going to bed at what we call Monica bedtime around here. How do you do this all the time without dying?
It hurts a little bit.
It hurts a lot bit. It does it?
Well, I don't know.
Because mine seems to be adjusting as we get toward the end of the week to just be giving up like certain motor skills. I have gotten progressively worse this week on the radio. I know it. See, I've just been bad.
It's just like when I had to volunteer at the Color Run that used to be a little marathon, whatever. And I dressed up as the unicorn. So I was in the unicorn mascot.
It
was so hot that day. It was so hot. But it became so hot that my body didn't recognize it as being hot anymore.
Okay.
So I adjusted, similar to how Monica says that her body has adjusted to a sleep study.
All right.
But
so if I keep doing this.
When I went to the doctor said, this is not good for you. Just because your body has adjusted means you're dying inside.
So you're telling me I shouldn't go to the doctor.
That's what it is.
Thank you. Okay.
See, we appreciate that. Right, I always wonder that about people. You see, the example I give it when it comes to the hot weather is when there's a bunch of people that are protesting in the street, like they're really mad in Iraq.
Yes.
And it's 125 degrees. And they are all protesting in a dress shirt and khakis. And I'm thinking, how are they not sweating to death? Like, I'm sweating looking at them in the street. And they're just walking around.
They don't feel it anymore.
Having a grand old day. So, Monica Brooks, how you feeling good? Wow.
I'm feeling good because this week has been the week of meetings. And you think meetings, but they've been great meetings, actually.
Oh, really?
Got a lot of things accomplished. It's been very productive. But today's no meeting day.
Oh, yeah.
So it's meeting-free day.
To the yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I hope my couch is prepared for the violation I am going to give it today.
I'm going to it.
I'm going to nap hard on that thing. It better be ready. It yes means yes today because I am coming for that couch. You can text in to 52353. We do have some prizes. Big Lit Comics are doing their free comic book day tomorrow, so we got a $25 gift card for that or whenever you want to use it there. We also have $25 gift cards through the Chef Store in Lynchburg. Grand opening celebration tomorrow, 11 to 1. We will be there, Wards Road in Lynchburg. We got Darius texting in, my Feel Good Friday. He was pulled to the side at work yesterday and told he was getting a raise.
Woo!
There you go.
That's one of those more roller coaster of emotions.
Can
right
really
there.
Go either way.
There, hey, Darius, come here. Let me talk to you over here. Come with me.
I always want, anytime you get called into a meeting and you look in the HR person's there, you're like, okay, well, this is going to go one of two ways. Do I have my keys on me? Here
now.
We go. Does my key card still work? What's going on? Let me run back to my desk and steal a bunch of Sharpies. What's going on? Jennifer and Wirtz, feeling good. It's the last day of the semester.
Wow. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Already there. It's crazy. Yeah. We're coming up on graduation and everything. Vanessa is feeling good, not having to go to the hospital last night, and not going to miss the 100-mile yard sale tomorrow morning.
Okay.
That's a long yard sale.
Good gracious.
Yeah.
Wow. That's like almost 2 hours if you drove the yard sale.
Sounds like my hell. It's just the yard sale. Can you imagine the amount of...
I'm taking you and dropping you off.
All of the...
I don't know why when you said that, I was like, let's dress Zach up as Waldo and see if we can find him in the yard sale. No.
This must be the one like in Hillsville or something.
It has
where it's
to
a
be
giant
somewhere.
One.
Yeah, you'll you will be able to find Waldo because I'll just be laying face down going, take me. Take me now. I can't do it.
Feeling good. Here on your K92 morning thing.
Feeling good, Lewis.
You're texting into 52353. Antoine, why are you feeling good today?
I'm feeling good about Jack Harlow.
Is he coming over?
No, but Jack Harlow, he put out his new album today, his first album. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to hear it because I already checked out the track list. And he has Justin Timberlake, Lil Wayne, and Drake on a couple of songs. And I need a new favorite artist.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I need a new favorite musician, somebody from the ground up, not somebody that I found 3 or 4 albums in.
Gotcha.
Like somebody I could grow with,
you
like with their music.
On the journey with and Jack he's the Harlow. Dude.
Yeah, and I think he may be. I love his single, First Class.
He's got a song called Dua Lipa.
Yes, where like, he's talking,
yeah, he's talking about
saying like very nice things
Nail
about
Tech.
Her.
I think there's one called Nail Tech. Mm-hmm. It's good too.
Yeah, I just thought it was funny that when you started saying Justin Timberlake and Lil Wayne, I'm like, are those names of songs too? Like,
no, they're on it. The Dua Lipa one is just about Dua Lipa. She's not on it. But yeah, so I'm feeling good because I'm excited to listen to this as soon as the show is on.
Like
52353. This person feeling good because we close on our first house on
Woo!
Monday. There you go.
Congratulations.
Allie in Rocky Mount says, my oldest child is going to his first prom. I'm so incredibly proud. And old. Yeah.
That happens.
It does. Somebody else, my daughter's first prom tonight, and she's going to look so good. Girl tux for the win.
I've been enjoying seeing all the prom pictures and stuff on Facebook.
Yep.
Instagram.
Really pretty. We like that because it's way better than political fighting. So we're big fans of that. Maggie in Roanoke, God bless her. She's an insane woman. Mm. She is off work tonight, and she's taking the kids to Chuck E. Cheese for a school event, and she's more excited than they are.
Good luck. All right.
Look at her.
She's going to leave me in that ball pit.
I think she's going to be in the ball pit.
I know it. She's this excited. Ball pit and skee ball.
This will be the one time. You know what? I might cruise by Chuck E. Cheese just because I want to see Maggie's kids yelling at her to go, and she's up in those tubes.
Like, you know, get her down.
Mom, can we go? No. I'm up in the maze. See, it's great Friday. I'm with my dad, and it's the last early day of the school year at school. So that's Justin in Roanoke. We have celebrating on the way to school that we get to sleep in tomorrow and Sunday. That is from Riley. She's in the third grade at Monterey Elementary. And also from Ashley Mom, who says she's tired.
Okay.
And Nolan would like to shout out that he's in a good mood today. Because he's, how old is Nolan? Like 4?
I think so, somewhere around there.
Yeah, and he went potty.
Aw.
P goes into potty. Shout out to Nolan.
And he was cranky the other day. So we're getting good Nolan today. It works out well. Let's get our friend on the phone. What's our friend's name?
Kelsey.
Kelsey is here as well. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi, guys.
Hi, why are you feeling good?
Okay, this sounds kind of weird, but I'm feeling good about my teeth.
Your teeth. You're feeling good about your teeth.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any particular reason, or you just enjoy having them?
Well, no, I do, because I had one of those dreams, you know, like where you feel like all your teeth are falling out.
Oh.
You know, it's so crazy, and it was really, just felt so real. And so the next day, I called my dentist, and I made an appointment.
Okay, so just to keep your teeth. You were so excited. It inspired you. I get those dreams, too, where your teeth are falling out, and I wake up in the morning, and you do that inventory.
Yeah,
and
you're
like, oh, thank God. Oh,
yeah,
God.
I do the tongue first, and then I do, like, my finger. I'm like, okay, all right, just making sure.
Do you ever do the thing where you make yourself paranoid because you're convinced they're all loose? And that's when you're awake.
Oh, yes.
You're like, I feel like it's moving.
Oh,
wait,
no.
That was a weird bite.
Is my finger moving or is my tooth moving? People texting in, they're feeling good. It is Riley Short's 10th birthday.
Happy birthday, Riley.
Single digits be darned.
Yeah.
Out you go. Let's see. This person, Sarah in Salem, survived my first week at my new job that I absolutely love.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Good, good.
I mean, I'll tell you what, if you hate it after a week, that is, well, you know. you got to move on. You just cut the cord.
You don't even get insurance yet.
Too many jumps. Monica, according to this person, Chuck E. Cheese doesn't have ball pits anymore. And it's, if I'm not mistaken, ball pits are illegal.
Oh, really? Okay.
I mean, COVID did kind of kill the
ball
pit.
They should be. Yeah. They weren't the safest of places.
Yeah. Remember at McDonald's used to have the ball pit?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Just they, all them kids putting them balls in there. Just
yeah, we're done.
Oh, Lord. Let's see. It's Mother's Day weekend. Feel Good Friday. And I won Strawberry Fest. Ticks from y'all. Great weekend. Woo! I should point out Strawberry Festival is rain or shine.
Yep.
So because the weather is wonky today and it's going to be showers and stuff tomorrow. But the Strawberry Festival, Elmwood Park, you still go get your strawberries. Strawberryfestival.org. Mm-hmm. Order them in advance. Go pick them up.
It's like a nice little drive through.
They got tents and stuff. So you'll be good to go. You can go take care of that. Happy Hour Triple Play is next. But now we must do a little Blow Your Mindin'.
K92 Morning Thang blows your mind.
I appreciate this guy because it's a throwback to childhood where little kids are convinced that you just can't see them because he was a trespasser and police were looking for him and he decided to hide by just pulling a sheet up over himself. Can't see me.
Can't see me. That's how I hid from the monsters when I was a child.
Not safe.
My just son saying. Would do that all the time.
It's legit.
God, he's 10. I think he still does. Mm-hmm. He pulls a sheet over. Can't find me. Like,
how long do you allow him to sit there?
I like to I'm a professional dad joke telling and acting type person.
Yes.
I had this conversation with my daughter the other day. Cause I was like, she said something about lame dad jokes. And I said, I tell lame dad jokes. She said, actually you tell funny ones. I'm like, all right.
Oh, okay.
That's good. What I would like to do in those situations is not find them. And then accidentally sit or step on them or kick them. That's usually my joke. It's like, what's this lump right here? Must be a pillow. And then I'll sit down. I'm just going to lay down right here. I will crush them.
No.
And then that's usually how I roll.
If my afternoon was free, I'm hanging out until they decide to pop their head out.
Do you ever do that?
Like,
with
I'm
a
getting
kid,
a lawn chair.
Hide and seek where you just have them go hide and then you just don't go find them.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do that every now and then.
I would do that if I had children.
Yeah. We used to do it to friends. When you get older in high school, I'm like, all right, let's just not go find Dan. Let's see how long Dan will do that.
All right. So my blow your mind story, I had to make sure that it wasn't Monica's husband, Jared.
Uh-oh.
Because we know that Jared does appreciate a good line. Like if he sees a line, he needs to know what's at the end of it. So he'll stand in it, correct?
Yep. Yep.
Loves
a line.
Mm-hmm. Well, this man in New York has figured out a way to get paid for standing in line. In fact, he makes $1,000 a day for standing in line. Most recently, Hamilton tickets went on sale.
Yeah.
And if you bought them early, they were up to like $15,000 for the tickets for Hamilton on Broadway. But if you bought them the day of by standing in line, you got them at face value. So what he would do was charge, and the tickets would be like a couple $1,000s.
Mm-hmm.
He would charge $1,000 a day for the wealthier people to be able to get Hamilton tickets without having to stand in line.
And that's like his career now. The dude's got like a website
and
everything.
Yeah, so he has a whole job. It's called Same Old Line Dudes. And you just go there and sign up and you tell them what you need them to stand in line for, when
standard.
It is,
okay.
And you go ahead and pay.
And your husband, like he could bring this business to Roanoke and it could just be simply called Chipotle Line by Jared.
Yes.
And he'll just wait there all the time.
So he stood in line for concert tickets, for like new iPhones, for shoes, for Broadway shows.
My goodness.
Talk shows, if you like want to get in, like this is Ellen's last season kind of stuff. His company stands in line for all of that
stuff. Of
course,
Monica's husband, again, he won't even make any money off it, though, because he'll only charge a bite of Chipotle.
Yeah, just a bite.
And then he'll go back. All right, I'll go back to the back of the line. Here we go again. Keep coming through. Oh, Jared, it's you again. I believe, if there was a job on Earth that Monica was least qualified for,
thinking, is there anyway?
Yep.
I'm looking at the prices now because they were updated. Mm-hmm. So $50 minimum up to 2 hours. $25 each additional hour is where it starts based off of the price.
And I would need a pee break, you know?
Oh, my God. I know, and you'd step out
of
line.
I'll be right there, like two people away.
That's $25 an hour.
I'm worth more than that. I'd pay $25 for somebody else to wait in line so I could take a nap. Yeah. So, it's not going to work for me either.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List, number 3.
Now, we didn't talk about this yesterday, but Drake is so petty, and I love it. I don't care.
He is very petty.
He is so petty, because Drake, he was responding to a post talking about LeVar Ball and how, you know, if you know him, he's very... passionate about his kids.
He's, they have the show Dance Moms.
Yes.
He's basketball dad. He's dance dad. Because his kids play in the NBA and he just thinks they're the greatest thing ever.
So Drake said he would support his own son in the same way. Well, a troll, internet trolls exist. Yes. Uh-huh. Well, he came after Drake and said, your son probably played with ghost riders.
Yeah, because the rumor was that Drake doesn't write his own rap, that he gets somebody to write it for him.
And Drake, he was so petty. He said, I just followed your girl because she's probably miserable and needs some excitement in her life.
Yeah.
And he jumped in the DMs.
He followed this guy. He found this guy's girlfriend or wife.
His wife.
Yeah.
Followed her on Instagram and then sent her a DM.
He sent her a direct message.
He sure did.
You want to get together sometime.
He said, I got you, Ma. Something like that.
And now, just to give you an update on it, the wife and the husband are now fighting. Because at first, the husband was like, oh, whatever, Drake follows my wife. He goes, all right, I need you to delete that follow. And the wife was like, no, it's cool. It's cool. Drake followed me.
Yeah.
And she even responded to Drake's DM, and he responded back, nothing like crazy. And the husband's like really upset, like, no, you have to delete that follow.
You have to delete it? No, it was... There's nothing to be worried about.
No, I know. And Monica's husband be like, all right, you need to go out with Drake. Okay, look, he DM'd you. Let's see. Would he take us all out to a nice meal?
So well. Yes.
Go out for a nice meal. Get me a to-go plate if you could. That would be fantastic.
Tell Drake I said hello.
Yep, tell him I said hi. I'll see you later. But yeah, it was just kind of awesome. For he's like, fine, you know what? I'll find your wife. And I'm going to send her
petty.
A DM.
Yeah, it's so petty, but I enjoy it.
Does not surprise me. If you told me one rapper did this and you didn't tell me who it was, but it's Drake.
It's probably Drake.
Number 2.
Or maybe Kanye. Kanye, he's moving on. He has a new girlfriend. Actually took her to Tokyo.
Okay.
Yeah, so a girl named Chaney Jones.
Chaney Jones.
She's a model.
All right, I got to be honest. I thought her name was Tokyo when you first started saying it. took her to Tokyo's house. Somebody else.
Yeah, or Chaney Jones.
Okay.
But she's 24 and they're taking pictures on social. And he seems like he's trying something.
He's trying to make Kim Kardashian jealous is all it
but
is.
But he's trying something. Okay. So he's leaving her alone, I guess, for the most part.
Today. Okay. You know what? Right this minute. Let's not even discount 7 minutes from now. What's going to happen instead?
A little bit of growth, I guess. Uh-huh. 1 minute at a time.
Yes, that's all you can do.
Baby steps.
1 minute. Yep.
Number 1.
Okay, Adele, happy birthday to her. She turned 34.
All right.
And she's someone out of we talk about ages with Justin Bieber. Being 28,
mm-hmm.
you know, you could say he's 24, and I'm like, oh, okay, he's 24, or he's 35. I'm like, oh, is he?
Yeah.
You know, and
some people
one.
Read, Adele's one who reads older, where if you told me she was 42 today, you'd think, oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Like Post Malone, he reads older. He's younger than Justin Bieber.
He's
26 years old. And if you told me he was 37, I'd be like, well, of course he is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, Adele, she still hasn't addressed what happened with, you know, Las Vegas residency, and that she's now thinking about moving it to Planet Hollywood.
Moving what?
I don't know.
There's nothing to move.
There has to be something. Yeah, because she spent, there's so much money involved, invested in this whole project that
I know.
Something has to happen.
I saw some announcement that, Adele's going to do a documentary based on her Vegas show. I'm like, she needs to have a Vegas show before she can have a documentary on the thing.
But she wants to make it up to the fans, so she's trying to pull something together.
Okay. I think she wants to make it up to herself because the reason why she wants to move to the other studios, the place, is because it seats more people.
Mm-hmm.
So they can get more people in there for the show that I don't know is ever going to happen.
It has to happen.
Maybe the documentary is going to be sort of like Fire Festival. But it's just the Adele residency.
Adele story.
That's your happy hour triple play in the books as we get ready to barrel toward the weekend.
And play a little hip-hop spelling bee now.
It's a hip-hop spelling bee. The hip-hop spelling bee.
Say what?
I said the hip-hop spelling bee. The hip-hop spelling bee.
Show news.
Cinco de Mayo was yesterday, and now this headache won't go away. Tequila, what'd you do to me? I gotta play the hip-hop spelling bee.
Woo!
A little bit of a struggle.
Now, I'm good. I'm a trained professional.
Yeah, you are.
But I know somebody else's head is really pounding courtesy of my nasally voice. So, you know, I apologize for that. Maybe someday I can have a voice as smooth as Antoine Terrell.
Oh, that's right.
I'll keep trying.
I mean, you do what you can.
I mean, you do what you can.
It's like a bourbon. It kind of feels like a bourbon.
It burns.
Isn't that like scotch?
Yeah. Oh, I just thought of my hot seat question for Monica on Monday.
Okay. Oh.
Let me go ahead and write this down.
All right. Will Monica be a P.D. Scotch? We will find out. But now we're going to play the hip-hop spelling bee. It is Antoine. It is Monica in the game as they try to spell out rapper names.
Round 1.
Antoine, would you like to go first in the game?
I'd like to go second, please.
Oh, you'd like to go second. Okay.
Well, I guess I'll go first.
Okay.
So, Monica, you'll go first in the game. I'm just going to give it a rapper, and you got to spell it right. And if you don't, then Antoine will have a chance to steal your word.
Okay.
He'll take your rapper away.
Can I spell it like
you.
Antoine?
You could, yes.
No. Oh,
yes.
No.
All right. So here we go. PGF Nuke.
PGF Nuke.
PGF Nuke.
PGF Nuke. PGF Nuke.
Is that how you, okay.
Yeah, that's it.
I got so wrapped up
in
it.
I know.
Let's get out the voice.
Yes,
let's get out the voice and play the game.
Yep.
So PGF Nuke is how
that's
you
it.
Say? I'm sorry.
That means you're wrong.
Antoine, can you spell PGF Nuke?
PGF Nuke. Oh, I can't remember if Monica put an E on the end of hers. On the end of her nuke.
You were so distracted again just by your... He was distracted by his own voice.
P-G-F Nuke. I'm going P-G-F, the letters. N-U-K. P-G-F Nuke.
Mm-hmm. Correct. That is correct.
The dang E.
Yeah, you let the dang E. It's the dangling E.
Letting that E hang around for no reason.
Let that E dangle there, just, you know, taking up space and whatever. No, the correct spelling is P-G-F N-U-K, PGF Nuke.
All right.
Point for you, Antoine. Can you make it a double in round one? Because here's yours. Scory.
All right. So it could be like Scory like story, or Scory with a quarry with an S at the beginning. Mm-hmm.
Could be.
All right. Scory. I'm going S-C-O-R-Y. Scory.
Is...
That means you're wrong.
I'm sorry, you're wrong.
Yeah, I sneak one in there just a little bit.
Okay.
Monica, yep.
I'm going Scory, S-C-O-R-E-Y.
Okay,
Scory.
She's writing it in the air, too.
And put the E on there.
Oh, so you feel like maybe that E that you didn't need
last
time.
Yeah, I'm putting the E back in. So is E going to do me wrong again?
You threw it back in. Will the E do it wrong? Oh, no, it won't.
Correct.
The E.
Good job.
See, you had the correct E. It was just in the wrong place. You
the
just
E.
Switch it around from one guess to the other. Yeah, S-C-O-R-E-Y is correct.
Round two
of the Hip Hop Spelling Bee is now. Monica, you get your word first. And these are harder, and I'll tell you, they involve some numbers and some symbols and some stuff like that, both of them in this round. So yours is Lou Charles.
Okay, so I'm going to go with Lou Charles, L-O-U, C-H-A-R-L-E, $. Lou Charles
is...
Correct!
Wow. Look at you. Good job right there.
I need the air too, right?
You needed the air because there's a lot of places you can mess up on that one. Yeah, L-O-U, C-H-A-R, capital L, which doesn't matter for this game, E, $. That is how you spell Lou Charles.
Ooh.
Or I guess it could be Lou Charles, but we're going to go with Lou Charles on that one. Antoine, you need this one to stay alive in the game and force the tiebreaker. It is 9-3. 9-3.
All right. We're going to go 9-3, N-I-N-E-T-H-R, the number 3.
Oh, I see that.
Where they flip the two E's around.
Yes,
there are
going to be threes instead of E's.
9-3, get it right. We go to tiebreaker.
And they stay there, and they say yeah, and they stay there. Cause all I do is squeeze. And if you go in here, put your hands in the air, make them stay there.
Monica wins. Congratulations. You know, I will say this. I liked your spelling of 9-3. I feel like if we let 9-3 know, he may consider changing it.
Might need to switch it up.
Yeah, because you throw those extra threes in there. Now, the correct spelling is the number 9. T-H-R-E-E.
Oh,
so 9-3.
So many variations.
But I liked yours better, so there was that.
Well, thank you.
Congratulations, Monica, the winner of the Hip Hop Spelling Bee. Coming up next, Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend. What's worth watching at the movies or on TV? We'll get to that next on your thing.
Antoine's Binge Watch
Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
We must watch things.
We must.
Especially like rainy today. Yeah. And maybe a little rainy tomorrow. Yeah. Maybe you want to do some watching of stuff. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's you're celebrating Mother's Day and you've asked everyone else in your life to leave you the heck alone all weekend. And all you want to do is watch stuff. So maybe that's what it is. So Antoine, I'll hook you up from the binge watch.
Yes, I got you. And so we have a couple of different things today. One that I'm super, super excited for. We'll talk about that later, but it's Doctor Strange. Spoiler alert.
Okay.
But I've been off of social media for the past like 24 hours
okay.
to make sure it doesn't get spoiled
Let
for
me. Let me get on social
Let
media.
Don't text in.
Don't text in.
No, don't do that.
I will burn everything down. All right.
Doctor Strange spoilers. Let me go ahead.
You stop it. Don't even type it in. All right. So the first thing we're going to talk about is on Netflix. It's a comedy. It's from the crazy mind of Mike Myers. In case you don't remember Mike Myers, he's a star. Yeah. Austin Powers. He's a star of My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, et cetera, et cetera. Hilarious. So he's come up with this movie called The Pentaveret. Mm-hmm. It's basically talking about if the Illuminati was real.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw the preview for this the other day.
Yeah, what'd you
It's think? A Mike Myers movie.
It looks really goofy. Yeah, I don't know if I like it.
He's playing multiple characters. He's playing probably like 8 to 10 characters in this. It's
Doctor Strange 2.
You stop talking. An unlikely Canadian journalist finds himself embroiled in a mission to uncover the truth about the world's oldest and most influential secret society. So the things that people say about the Illuminati with Jay-Z and Beyonce applies in this movie. So
and
that's
he's
the,
not Austin Powers in this.
No. That's not one of the characters he plays. This is The Pentaveret on Netflix. And I have to keep talking because every time I look at Zach's face, he's making a face as if he's
really,
reading something from the Doctor Strange
something.
Spoilers.
Oh, all right. Okay, look at this.
Sunday is Mother's Day, so we're going to move on to Hulu.
Yeah.
There is a limited series on Hulu right now. It's called Candy. You know, it's Mother's Day, so let's shout out the mothers. It's about Candy Montgomery. She's a 1980 housewife and a mother who has done everything right. She has a good husband, 2 kids, nice house. Even the careful plan and execution of transgressions, spoiler alert, she cheats on her husband. But everything seems perfectly fine until somebody steps to her wrong and she kills them.
That's right. Because I started to watch Candy. I was like, she looks like someone I wanted to, you know, check out.
Is this a real show or is it made up?
It's based on true events.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All where right. allegedly whoever, if Candy did commit this murder, killed a person with an axe swipe like 47 times.
Oh, well, you know.
Yeah, allegedly. Jessica,
sometimes 46 is not enough, you know.
Jessica Biel pulled
it
off.
Yeah, Jessica Biel is in this. She actually seems very creepy as Candy Montgomery.
It's those glasses. The old school big old glasses.
And the way she sits with great posture. So you have to check that trailer out. And last but not least, at the movie theater right now.
What do we have?
Doctor Strange. Ooh. In the Multiverse of Madness.
Stop it.
Oh, so Zach, what do we have?
Well,
Zach, you better
we have Doctor Strange.
Uh-huh.
You stop it.
We have Doctor Strange. Okay. I don't even know. I'm not sure what I'm allowed to even say. You know what's hilarious about the fact is I just looked up. It is the 10 spoilers revealed for Doctor Strange 2.
Evil people that exist.
And I have looked at all of them and have forgotten all of them. But like I could go watch the movie right now and it would make no difference to me. I wouldn't know at all. But if Antoine saw this,
I would die. This is the follow-up of Spider-Man No Way Home when Doctor Strange was in there and he opened up the multiverse to allow more Spider-Man to come in. And so there are consequences of that.
Yeah.
So in this movie, Doctor Strange with Scarlet Witch, with other MCU characters are trying to fix the universe that they have created.
Yep. Okay. Scarlet Witch is Doctor Strange, which is 2. Okay, I won't say anything else.
Yes, please stop. All right, so we're running down again. Mike Myers stars in The Pentaveret on Netflix. Mike Myers is playing multiple roles in that. It's goofy, fun. All right, we have Jessica Biel as Candy Montgomery on Hulu in Candy. And at the movie theater, which I'm going to see today, so nobody ruin it, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
America Chavez.
You stop
Can you imagine
it.
If you're walking into the movie theater, someone's walking out saying, can you believe what Doctor Strange?
Then I will understand why Candy killed all the people that she killed.
That happened. I remember people talking about how that happened.
Yes, it did happen.
When the Star Wars movie first came out, and Empire Strikes Back made some revelations, and people were coming out of the movie talking about it, the people waiting in line for that were like, no! Yep, just ruined it for him. So please don't ruin Antoine's day. That's my job.
You will see a grown man cry.
Yeah, in the rain.
Yep. Exactly. It's like an old music video. I'm just going to go start dancing in the rain.
Boys and men start singing.
K92MorningThang.com if you want all the trailers and everything.
It's the K92 Morning Thangs. Yeah. Most viral.
You know, people complain about, oh, nobody wants to work. No one wants to work. The fast food restaurants and all sorts of things. Well, when two of the people that work there are hospitalized because of an argument over donuts and a Krispy Kreme, I can see exactly why.
Okay.
Yep. I guess somebody came through the drive-thru, ordered a type of donut that they did not have. Mm-hmm. It does not specify what kind of donut. To which the person replied, we don't have those donuts. And the person in the car said, why do you have to have such an attitude about it? Oh. And the person said, order donuts we have or don't order at all. And then there was...
Well, there you go. Well.
They pushed Lester down. He hit his head. Betty came running out. One of them hit her in the back of the head, and she fell. She has bleeding on her brain still. She has a lot of bruises, a black eye, you know, bruise on her cheek.
Yeah, I guess you just turn that little, you know, fresh and hot sign off. I mean, they're handling business.
Yeah, I got to take care of some stuff. Yeah. See, this is why the robots are going to take over. Because they got a robot here that can pick strawberries.
Okay.
And the robot can pick the strawberries that 25 people could pick. And, you know, for a really long time, we sat here and we said to ourselves, oh, the robots are going to, you know, none of us are going to be able to work anymore because the robots are going to force us out. And I believe we've actually reached a tipping point. We're like, can we just get the robots in here? Like, can we get them in here working for us? Yeah, 25 employees.
Right now, the people are leaving and not doing this type of work anymore. We're relying more and more on the guest worker program to recruit workers, and that's going to shrink and go away in the not-too-distant future as well. So there'll be maybe less jobs, but there's going to be less people working in agriculture, but there'll be better paying jobs.
Yeah, that's what the dude said. He's like, look, the robot is going to displace 25 people, but those 25 people don't want to pick strawberries anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the robots are going to start. You know what's really the problem that's going to happen is we're finally going to get the robots in here to do all the jobs that nobody wants to do, and then the robots aren't going to want to do them either.
They're like, no, I'm done with this.
Yep. Short circuit.
Yep.
And then we're going to have to go back to trying to train monkeys. Like, how are we going to get them to pick those strawberries? Oh, Monica, I found the Guinness record that you can break.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, you're always looking for that. Like, how can I end up in the record books?
You want to be in the book.
Yes. And this one combines the two things that Monica loves more than anything.
Uh-oh. All right.
Heights.
Oh.
And hot air balloons.
Oh shoot.
It's a party.
Yes, this is great. Okay. Remember the hot air balloon crash?
My first hot air balloon experience was going great until the winds picked up.
Here we go. Right. Hang on.
Hang on.
Hang on. Hang on
to what?
Hang the basket.
I believe it's hang
Stay
on.
Stay in the basket.
Hang on to your butt. Yep. Brazilian daredevil Rafael Zugno Bridi better enjoy his record while he still has it, because I believe Monica is going to beat him for highest slackline walk, because he did a tightrope walk between two hot air balloons, and it was 6,230 feet in the air.
Okay, can we get two lawn chairs?
There you go.
And some string or something?
I'd pay to see that. I would pay cash money to see that.
Let's see.
Who's holding this string to try to keep you up? What kind of string are we talking about here?
Yep.
Monica will attempt to break the lawn chair string slack, the slack string record.
Yep.
Yeah, this guy, I mean, you're going to have this record broken by Tuesday.
I'm going to go to Joanne's Fabrics and find something. Yeah, I'll, we're going to do it.
We'll do it. Monday's show, Monica going to break a world record right here, right now.
The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.